Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. Down by love. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
They didn't stick with piano. Soccer only lasted a few seasons, and interest waned before the spring dance recital. For some children, it doesn't take much before they ask to throw in the towel. And as parents, you want to support them in their decisions and their passions because they are theirs, but you also want to push them to achieve their best and teach them valuable lessons about commitment and follow through. Psychologist Dr. Todd Corelli will tell us how to accomplish both. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
So you believe the most important quality we could teach our children is this resilience, this grit.
Yes. What better gift could we give our kids than the ability to stick with things and do hard things?
To persevere.
You know, they did a study years ago that's kind of famous now. They took 400 fifth graders, and half of them, they split them up randomly, and half of them they praised for how smart they were.
Okay.
The other half they praised for what great workers they were, how hard workers they were. And they gave them an intelligence test. They came back and gave them another test. And 90% of the hard workers chose to do the hard puzzles. Most of the ones that were praised for their intelligence chose the easy puzzles. So it's kind of about this growth mindset. But when we're praised for our hard work and when we learn the skill of doing hard things and sticking with it and we become resilient, what better thing is there than that?
You think of all of the many life scenarios, well, that will serve them.
Right. And you can be successful in anything if you work hard.
So for that reason, you believe, and I'm so glad to hear someone say this, so thank you, that it is okay to have high expectations.
Well, we know this from research. So you can blame it on the research.
Point to the books.
If we have high expectations, high demands, we require our kids to have appropriate behaviors, to work hard, to stick with things, to do things. Those are the kids that have the best outcomes. Mm-hmm. So it is a gift to have high demands and expectations for your kids.
This has been kind of a buzz point in my brain for a couple of years now, ever since a high-profile athlete pulled out of a high-profile competition for very good reasons. Mm-hmm. The way it was talked about, though, and celebrated afterward, primarily on social media, had me hitting pause, like, yes, you've got to look at your own, you know, mental health or physical limitations or whatever it is, and there are tools and resources available if you want to push forward and you want to be the kid that rises to those expectations.
Right. One of the reasons I hate social media is because it doesn't matter what position you take, everybody's going to praise you. You know? You don't get on and say, I'm doing this whatever, and people, I mean, you will get criticized, but for the most part, you're going to be praised.
For whatever it is.
Yeah,
so it's looking at it from that parental scope. So let's talk balance then. If I'm a parent that wants to uphold high expectations, but I also, don't want to undermine or misacknowledge my child's passions and interests, how do you strike that balance? Can you give us some guidance
there? It's your relationship. If you have high expectations and no relationship, you're a drill sergeant. If you have a high relationship and no expectations, you're a buddy. So, and this is research. When we have high expectations and a warm, connected, strong bond and relationship, those are the kids that do the best.
So it's the relationship.
And you know, when you have a good relationship with somebody, you can get away with all kinds of stuff. You can. And if you trust me and you know I'm there for you and we're close, I can demand things from you and you'll show up.
I've been thinking about that relationship piece. Last week, we were talking to Studio 5 parenting contributor Heather Johnson about, you know, discipline, a healthier way to discipline. And I threw out a scenario to her that involved a teenager huffing off, you know, throwing out some unkind words and inappropriate language. And her response was, you should look at the relationship then. And I've been thinking about that because kids have choices and their behavior, you know, reflects those choices. But at the end of the day, that relationship is how that dynamic will play out. And I like that you use the word warm.
And that's actually the research word is warmth. The warmth of your relationship. And I always think of it as the connectedness, the connection that you have with your child. That's where all the power is. And I always, when I work with families, and they have problems like that, we always start with the relationship. What can you do to draw your child closer to you?
Because that's where the influence lies, right?
That's where all the influence lies.
It's in that closeness. Yeah. All right, if you have a child who maybe falls under this definition of quitting easily or throwing in the towel too quickly, you say another thing you can do is do it with them.
Yes, so a little bit of a plug here. I don't mean it that way. I'm doing a workshop this weekend for parents with kids with learning disorders. And in preparation for this, my wife interviewed our second oldest daughter, who's now 25. And we're putting it as a podcast episode. Anyways, in the interview, it was so neat to hear this, because in the interview, Maddie, who's my daughter, had a learning disorder. And this girl couldn't organize herself for the life of her. She's the kid who would do her homework and then forget to turn it in. She's the kid who, what do you mean I have an assignment tomorrow? She was so disorganized and so unfocused. The only thing that helped her was her mom sat with her for months and worked with her on her organizational skills. And the cool thing about listening to this interview that they did together,
feedback, that real-time feedback.
Well, it was so cool because she thanks her mom. And she said, you know, by spending all that time together, they actually got closer. But Maddie has confidence now. This is a girl who just finished her degree in microbiology. This is a kid who ended up loving calculus. Like, who loves calculus? You know, and she's confident and she's competent, and she talks about the coping skills that she developed, but she relates it to mom sitting with me and basically forcing me to do this.
So knowing your child and being willing to step up. And some might, if they didn't know the ins and outs of that story, they might say, oh, you enabled her or you held her. But for each child, it requires that different touch or that different
approach. Every kid is different. But when we work with our kids, it usually goes better.
I like this point. Acknowledge what they're doing is hard. Like, say it out loud. This is hard.
Just empathy. Like, this is how I relate to my kids. You know, like, if they're going through something hard or trying to learn something hard, I will often say to them in truth, oh, I remember that. I remember going through that. That was really hard. I still want you to learn to do this. It's still important for you to get this skill. But, yeah, I get it. It's hard.
And finally, be involved in their why. What does that look like?
Well, not every kid has a why. So it's not like you can say to your kid, remember, you want to go to college when they're in fourth grade. But some kids have whys. Like my oldest, my youngest daughter is a volleyball player. She wants to be the best volleyball player in the world. It's off season. She's training 2 to 3 hours a day. Sometimes she'll call me and she'll say, Dad, I don't want to do this today. And so we talk about her why. She's a very driven. So some kids have whys. And if you can remind them what the end goal is here, that really helps them.
I love these points of advice, and I love how we can cater and customize them to our children depending on their individual needs and personalities. Where can we hear more from you and about you, your podcast, your parenting workshops?
So Dr. Todd Talks podcast. The workshop, if you want to join, it's free. You can go into my podcast, and there's a little link in there, and I have a YouTube channel as well.
Okay. We'll hook you up with links on our website as well so you can easily find this guy. Thank you so much for the good that
Thank
you're
you.
Doing. We
good
appreciate it.